This is Party Line.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
All calls are recorded.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking forward, reaching higher.
When it comes to service, we take it personally. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Encompass Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, community-minded just like you.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Don't miss the E-Factor program on WILO. The Clinton County Chamber of Commerce will spotlight important news and progress in our community in this special 30-minute program, the E-Factor on WILO. Catch the E-Factor Friday right after Party Line from 9:30 to 10. The E-Factor stands for Community News Emphasizing Engagement, Entrepreneurship, Education, Employment, Entertainment, and Encouragement. The E-Factor, Fridays at 9:30 on WILO and archived on Clinton County Daily News.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors and Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in the studio by our guests are Teresa Adams, Lewis Wheeler. Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're doing well.
How's everything going with you guys?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Excellent?
Yeah.
You say that very... got that, you know, your hood up there like I've got mine up back there. So, you guys are here to talk about the Jack-O-Lantern Jamboree. It's coming up next Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. So, talk a little bit about what's going to be going on.
So this is the second year to do this. Teresa, last year, helped spearhead an event. We were hoping to have 200, 300 people. We were pleasantly surprised to just see it blow up. I've heard 700, 800 people. I'm not sure what a real accurate count is because we were going off of just what people saw. But a lot of people turned out. For our very first one, we had a parade to kick it off. And then after the parade, Teresa had organized a list, great big list of fun activities for the whole family to do, all of it for free. And so this year we're excited. We got another parade scheduled, and we've got another big list of activities for the family to do.
So the parade kicks off at 3, right?
The parade kicks off at 3.
Have you got a specific route that you're going to be going?
We're going to go from Purdue Extension office down Jackson Street, right in front of the hospital, and we're going to go to the south entrance of the fairgrounds because all the activities are going to happen at the fairgrounds. And so we're going to lead in and kick off this year's Jamboree at the fairgrounds.
So then after that, then what's the next thing after the parade gets in there?
Oh, we have a list of things. Around 4 o'clock, our trunk and treat will start, which we have 45 cars right now that have signed up to come and do the trunk or treat. Adding to the list this year, we'll have the Learning Network's going to be doing popcorn, and Goodwin's Funeral Home will be there giving away pumpkins. Tacos to Go joined us this year, and they'll be giving away free cotton candy. Of course, we have CNR Catering that will be doing the hot dogs and the chips. Connecting Point Church will be doing water and drinks and stuff for us this year. We'll have our hay rides around the racetrack again this year. We'll have two of those going. Added this year is Seven Lights Trepidation. We'll have a scary house out there for people to go through that like to be scared. Healthy Communities will be there with s'mores again. We'll have fire trucks that the kids can explore on. Los Chapas is going to be joining us and bringing a bouncy house for the kids to play on, along with our sack races. We'll have music there all day by Good Time Professional Audio. We are going to have our cakewalk again this year, which we still need donations brought the day of the Jamboree, the 26th. And that's going to be ran this year by the Youth Council for the Humane Society,
okay,
which we're really glad they've all joined us. IU Hospital is going to be coming out and doing trunk and treat through an ambulance, which we're excited for. WILO, of course, will be there broadcasting from 5 to 7. And we'll have our fire pits going, and we'll also have our costume contest at 6 o'clock.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of different things and a lot of different people involved that, you know, you're trying to cover all your bases, which I think is great.
Yeah. A lot of people have really joined us this year, and it's been exciting.
How,
so each year I want to make it bigger and bigger.
How has the public responded to you guys? You're still basically a new group. Your first or second year?
First, this is
okay.
Our first year.
So, I mean, you know, a new group, sometimes it's very difficult to get, you know, get grounded into what you really try and do. Do you guys feel like you've done a great job?
And the public has just really come on board with us. Everyone seems to really like what we're doing and want to be involved in what we're doing. And we welcome anyone and everyone that wants to come and be a part of our group. Come on down. Come to a meeting. Come to an event. Ask us what you can do, and we would love to have you.
So you guys are going to have this. Will be all over the fairgrounds, basically.
Yes, we're going to be all over the fairgrounds, October 26th from 3 to 8 p.m.
So, Lewis, what all are you going to, after the parade's done, what all are you going to be doing? You'll be doing just kind of chaperoning.
I'll be running around all over the place.
Chaperoning, doing whatever.
I think I'm going to help serve some hot dogs with CNR Catering. Last year, Frito-Lay donated a lot of chips. And I walked around and handed out chips to people. There's all kinds of things, and I know Teresa, all of us, if anybody wanted to volunteer and help out, we'd be more than happy to get more hands to help pull this off.
You know, as we were just talking about, this is your first year for doing this. So how was it? How difficult or how easy was this to get all these people together and get this group going like you have?
Hasn't been easy. I mean, this takes a couple months to plan.
Okay.
But it's been easier than the first one that I did. This year, it's, you know, I haven't had to do a whole lot because I've just had people just texting me and IMing me going, what can we do? We want to be a part of this. You know, what do you need? And so people have pretty much just been jumping on board. Hey, we can come and do this for you. We'd love to come and do that. You know, they want to give back to everyone in our community, just like we do.
Yep.
Since this is our second one, we figured out the things that really worked last time, and people pointed out the things that didn't work as well, so we tried to remedy that, and I think we have a better hold on it this time.
So what were some of the things that basically, you know, that didn't work last year that you're going to get rid of and drop some and add some of the things this year?
This year, last year, we struggled a little bit with the trunk or treat part of it, getting the vehicles were lined up in a way. It was kind of confusing where to start, where to end. And so, and this year, we've got a plan for that. That way, it's a clear start and finish. That way, people aren't, confused to where to go or how the line goes or coming back a second time for other people get in.
Now, where are you going to have that line at out there at the fairgrounds?
So the trunk or treat part is on the south end, just south of Clinton Hall.
Okay.
There's a big grass triangle. And so we've already been talking about just what the right method is to line those cars up, try to fix that part of it. And I think it's going to work very nicely.
The nice thing is it's nice and dry, so you don't have to worry about, you know, cars sinking in wherever. So
right.
That's a good thing about this. So
absolutely.
So
I hope it stays dry.
it'll stay dry for, well, let's see. Yeah, it's going to stay dry at least till Sunday and Monday. So
good.
So according to what I'm just looking at here, so you guys are in good shape for that. And it's going to be a little bit warmer than what it's been, too, which is going to have to be good, too.
That's great.
So after this is over, are you guys going to do something for Christmas, I would imagine? Or is that the thought, or have you got that far yet?
Our next event will be actually in November.
Okay.
We're going to do a free family skate night on November 13th.
Are we going to do anything for Thanksgiving then, or Christmas? Or
Not for Thanksgiving. Christmas, we always do.
Okay.
Yeah,
you know, last year we had the movie with Santa and the...
And we carol. We got a group that go around in the nursing homes and goes caroling. Last year we went out to the park and had cookies with Santa, and it gave a hayride around the park. So I'm not sure exactly which all will be repeated, but I know for sure there's a group that want to carol again this year, and there'll be a meeting between now and then to figure out exactly what the Christmas-themed fun event's going to be.
You know, it seems like, you know, you have these incredible amount of numbers of people who really want to be involved with this. Did that surprise you that you had that many people who were interested in this group?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it has.
So what, you know, besides your overall charm, which both of you get. I wanted to say, you know, what was the drawing point that you think for people to want to join this group?
Because they see that we are making a change. We're giving back to the community that we live in. We're trying to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people see that happening and they want to be a part of it. They've seen the smiles on the kids' face when they come to our events. And that's what our community needs. We need people coming together. And, you know, it doesn't take much to get people together and to have a good time and to make a memory.
And then also the sponsors. I mean, I look at this list of sponsors and it's like, my goodness, you know, it's a huge amount of sponsors you guys have got for this event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's got to make you feel good as well.
It does. It's really great. And we have a lot more, you know, that I haven't even mentioned. You know, Zachary's helped this year, and Frito-Lay, who we can always seem to count on, and Papa John's, Shoops, they're always really good to us, and the Learning Network, which we've partnered with in quite a few events this year, have been really great.
Do you try and keep the same? You just said you sponsor with the extension of most this year. Do you try and keep the same ones every year, or do you want to try and switch them up a little bit?
No, we want to switch them up.
Okay.
Anyone that's interested in doing an event with us, just contact us. We'll do an event with anyone if we can.
So how many events have you had this year, roughly?
We've done one a month at least, and a couple of months we've done two.
A couple of months we've done two.
So
yeah, the mission from the beginning was to try to unify the neighborhoods of Frankfort, which is why we picked the name Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods. The idea was kind of a nostalgic idea back, you know, when some of us were growing up. The neighborhoods had block parties and neighbors knew one another and talked to one another, and there was always events going on. And so the idea was, what if we could try to bring that back? What if we could go to the different neighborhoods of Frankfort and put on an event, which is what we try to do. We try to go to the different neighborhoods around Frankfort to put an event in somebody's neighborhood. And then it's always free, which is a big drawing point because you know, not everybody has the ability, you know, to spend a whole lot of money on good, clean fun for the family. So that's been a big drawing point for fun. And then the idea was, if we put this event on, then other organizations that do good for the community, they are welcome to come in too. And so many times other We've seen people come in and do free health screenings and things like that at the event. While we're doing it, they have their table set up, and they're raising awareness for mental illness, suicide prevention, you know, teen pregnancy, the various things. And it all happens while people are having a good time, eating some food, and just making good memories.
Have you guys accomplished the goal that bringing the neighborhood together like you had hoped to, or how would you rate your first year?
Awesome.
Yeah, I think it exceeded our expectations.
Yeah.
Each of the events has been different. We've tried to do events that other people aren't doing, so that it's a little different, so that people do come. But each event seems to bring, you know, at least 100 people. But even if it was just 10 people, I think we would still show up and put it on, because we get so much out of doing it that it's almost better for us than other people. It's better to give than receive.
You know, the older you get, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. I mean, you know, that's the way that works usually. So if anybody's interested in joining this group, how's the best way for them to do that?
You can look us up on our Facebook page, Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods. I'm always willing and saying people can contact me at 242-1143. Send me a message. That's usually easier than to try to give me a phone call due to my work during the day. But, yeah, just jump on the Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods Facebook page and send any of us a message, and we'll be glad to tell you anything you need to know.
Okay. For the people who didn't get here right at when we started this, let's just wrap up what we're going to do again here next Saturday night about the Jack and Lantern Jamboree. It's 3 to 8. Parade starts at 3 down Jackson Street from the Extension office. And just lots of fun, and come on out and have fun, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Come out, meet your neighbors, bring your kids, make some memories, spend a good night outside.
Okay. It looks like it's, you know, right now it'll be all right, I think, but who knows? Whether the weather is anymore, you just never know. Guys, is there anything else you want to add, bring up, or anything else before I let you guys go?
I just really want to thank everyone in the community for stepping up and volunteering to do the trunk and treat and the different events that we're going to have out there. Without you all, this wouldn't be possible. So it's not just me or Lewis or Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods putting these events on. It takes everyone to do this. And we really appreciate it.
And there's still time. If anybody
yes.
wants to put a car in the trunk or treat, or if they'd like to join in the parade, we've got a section set up just for walkers. So if kids have a cool costume that they'd like to see people see them wearing, we've got a hayride float that anybody that wants to ride can ride in the parade. So, you know, hit us up before 3 o'clock at Purdue Extension, and we'll plug in.
Yeah, usually, I know in some of the parades, they always put people towards the back, but just we'll plug in wherever you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Guys, I really appreciate it. Teresa Adams, Lewis Wheeler, representing the Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods. Guys, thanks much. Best of luck to everything you guys do, and we'll talk to you a little bit further down the line, okay?
Thanks for having us.
All right, not a problem. We're going to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union. Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
WILOTV.com is live and archived for you to access anytime at your convenience. Worldwide coverage of debates, fairs, parades, festivals, local sports, and more. It's all on WILOTV.com. Now is a good time to check out the past year's events you might have missed. Keep listening to WILO as we will be adding to our scheduled lineup with more TV coverage for Clinton County from the radio station that's not afraid to use a camera, WILO.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue. and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community, and that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more that they improve buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
While other radio stations cut corners by just playing the tunes, WILO not only gives you America's best music, but keeps you informed with everything you need to know about what's going on in and around Clinton and surrounding counties. Local news, sports, Central Indiana farm information, Dave Ramsey, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and emergency weather, plus WILO TV coverage, and so much more. We do more than play the tunes. We are a part of your life. 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exterior, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We got about, 8-9 minutes left in the show, so any questions or comments, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463. Melissa rejoins me for the last part of the show here. I want to see if we get, I know we may have a caller here. I don't know if we do or not. We'll see what's going on. But anyway, we were talking about here between the two of us, the band Chicago is going to be making their return to Las Vegas starting next year. They announced on Wednesday that they're going to play an 8-show Las Vegas residency at the Venetian Theater in 2020 from February the 28th through the March the 14th. This follows the band's new holiday album called Chicago Christmas, which came out last week. And we were just talking, we're not so sure Peter Cetera will be with them or not.
He's not going to be right now. The original three band members of Robert Lamb on the keyboards, Lee Lunum on trumpet and vocals with James Panko on the trombone. Right now, that's the only three. Possibly Willie Ray's Wally Ray's on drums, Keith Howland on guitar and vocals, and Lou Pardeen on keyboards and vocals as well. Ray Herman on saxophone and flute, Neil Donnelly on vocals, Brett Simon on bass, and Raymond Ray Yalas on percussion. I mean, they're bringing in a full band, but right now there's only three of the original that are back. So Peter Cetera, the last I knew, he's still very adamant about not coming back at all with these guys. They had a major falling out.
Yeah, and I knew they did.
It's not, doesn't look like it's going to get repaired anytime soon.
Okay. Chicago without about two-thirds of their band may not be very good, so we'll have to see.
Well, you know, the horns and all that kind of stuff, the actual instrumental part of it, I think, can be recreated.
Yeah.
But it's the vocals. And let's face it, Peter Cetera was a large part of that.
That's right. We got a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. I wanted to thank both of you guys for standing up for the teachers.
Oh, that's no problem because, you know, somebody's got to.
It's a thankless job.
Yeah.
It is. Absolutely.
It's a glorified babysitting job anymore, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I know how I was in school, and I wouldn't want to have been a teacher and have me for a student.
Have you changed that much? No, I'm just teasing.
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm just teasing you.
I'm not saying anything.
But no, I mean, and the problem is that teachers really can't teach anymore. They have to basically, you know, they're doing a lot of things that that state mandated mm-hmm. because if they don't do it by the state, they don't make any money. I mean, the districts don't make any money.
Yeah, and there's a lot of problems with that, too. So
because they're teaching for the tests.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know Carl, but I know he's a registered Democrat who makes a great Republican. But I have a feeling he was probably going in a different direction
than what it sounded.
What you guys were taking him to.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that, Ryan. I wanted to let you know. And the teachers needed that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no real respect out there mm-hmm. for the teaching profession. There really isn't.
And, you know, Carl was talking about the Congress, and everybody in Washington, D.C. needs to be replaced. And you guys talked about term limits, which I'm certainly for. But then Carl, in previous shows, has said he's voting for Trump again. He's not replacing the people in Washington. He's bringing them back again.
Well, you know what I've already said. You know, mm-hmm. I'm still sticking to that. And I just saw a poll yesterday of the Democrats that Biden lost a huge chunk in that last debate that just was held this week.
I wish I could have seen it.
But none of that goes back to the whole controversy, the Ukraine controversy.
Right.
It has nothing to do with that. He had a poor showing. I watched the debate. I was not impressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't
comment. Buttigieg held his own.
Yeah, he mm-hmm.
held his own again, and I was pretty impressed with that.
Yeah, I know he made some points again, and so it's going to be interesting. I think Buttigieg is 4 years away. I still feel
He's not going to be a 2020 contender, but I see him down the road.
And the problem is that, you know, I hate to say it, the Democrats have got people that are so over the hill right now.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Trump is only, 2 years younger than the oldest one?
Trump's, 72?
Yeah, he's 72.
72?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's 72.
Elizabeth Warren, is she 74?
I'm not sure what she is, but, you know, Bernie Sanders having a heart attack and that getting out didn't exactly help his candidacy any, because that can happen anytime to anybody. I realize that, but, you know, for a presidential candidate, that's not good.
Well, President Eisenhower had at least one heart attack when he was in office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to thank you guys for saying that. And
no problem.
Also, Elijah Cummings died.
Right.
Yeah.
Day before yesterday, wasn't it?
It was Wednesday, yeah.
Have you heard Trump say anything about that?
Yes, he did.
Have you?
Oh, he did put out a little blurb. He actually tweeted about the loss of a good man, and I thought, this coming right after you just
raked him over the coals.
Raked him,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And had absolutely nothing good to say about the man. And then,
no, not a word.
Yeah.
I do know that he has flags at half staff now, so I guess he did issue that, but I never heard on the news or anything him saying anything about Elijah Cummings.
If I remember right, it was just like in a tweet or something.
Yeah,
He didn't do anything.
He didn't go overboard.
It was just basically Yeah, we appreciate it, and that's about as far as it got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
About the same kind of language he'd used towards Mad Dog Mattis.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
okay.
you, guys.
All right. Thanks, all Michael. Right. Take care. All right. As we said, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. We haven't mentioned this yet today, but we need to. It's the Christmas parade downtown on Saturday, December the 7th, 3 p.m. It's a Whoville Christmas. And you get a chance to, you know, if you get in the parade, you're going to be judged on parade theme, originality, and detail. The first place winner is $200. Second place is $100. Third is $50. And we're just trying to make sure everything is safe and fun and everything else this year.
Yeah,
so.
Do not throw candy.
No.
Do not throw candy.
No, do not.
It's not safe.
No, it really isn't. And
and that is one of the rules.
That is. And if you do, you will be gone. If you're caught, you will be gone.
Yep, you will disappear.
Not saying where.
Nope, but you will disappear.
That's right. And anybody who's got any questions about the Christmas Day parade, can contact Kim Stevens at Main Street. That's at 765-654-4081 or 765-242-3563. Anything else you want to... Oh, yeah, we do have Bid for Bargains coming up on the 16th of November. I think that's a Saturday.
It'll be good for Christmas shopping, folks, so keep that in mind.
It'll be after my show.
Yep.
We're not preempting that. So
no, it'll be after your show.
Yeah.
It's before Black Friday.
Yeah.
So it'll be good pre-Christmas shopping.
That's right.
So,
it'll start at 10 o'clock on the 16th after Inside the Huddle, which we will have for you again tomorrow. As I've said, we'll have a little basketball for you tomorrow.
It's getting close.
And also, I want to have lots of football since this is the last regular season game tonight.
Yep.
So
we got on Wylo, we got Clinton Prairie versus Eastern at Clinton Prairie.
Yep. And then on Shine 99 TV, we have Carol at Sheridan. So should be fun. So if you got nothing better to do, cozy up to your radio, cozy up to your computer or TV.
Yeah.
And watch a little high school. Watch a little local football. Watch or listen to a little high school football.
Yep.
Melissa, thanks much. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you a little bit later on, okay?
All right.
Take care. All right. It's going to wrap it up for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Miller Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.